I was really, really pleased for the players and the fans who travelled the other night, because although we'd had three defeats, those could have easily have been very different. It was really important that we went into that with a real solid mentality of hard work and keeping to our beliefs. We played with two wingers. We tried to be as wide as we possibly could, and we asked them to get the ball in the box as much as we could. So I was delighted to get through to the next round. It gives us a starting block, you know, we want to take into the league.
You have a belief, you have a game plan, you're going to stick to that, the Dean Holsworth way. Play wide where you can.
It's absolutely. We want to pass the ball as much as we can, and we've probably fallen in different spells of a game where we've probably gone too long because of we're chasing the result. I think we've got to stick to what we're good at. Try and pass the ball up the pitch, around the pitch as well. And you know, the players know what we want. We want the right passes, the one that finds the player or the space for the player to run into or the net.
Tuesday was only your second clean sheet of the season. Is that about personnel? You've had to switch and match a little bit, or are you not happy defensively?
No, we have to defend from the front as a team. You know, we've conceded from three set pieces. That's not about a defensive error. It could easily have been, we could easily be sitting on 6 or 7 points now.
It's still getting the four column higher, isn't it? Scoring more goals.
Yeah.
Last season, you may have just got into parity, but you want to be plus this, that and the other.
Yeah, everyone wants to be that. You know, we'll strive for that. We know what we are as a football club. We know where we're at the moment, and we're all trying to find perfection. It's going to be a long season. We know it's going to be a tough season for us. We're not under any illusion that we're expected to win the league. If anyone says that, they must be mad. But we're striving for excellence every game, and that's what we'll carry on to do.
You've had some quite tough fixtures so far. You've got three sides around or below you, Bristol Rovers, starting this weekend, an opportunity.
Well, they are. They're on a confidence dip at the moment. Their results have been poor for them, for a club of that size. We know that, and we'll go there, and we had a result there last year, and we'll go there with the same attitude that we want to win the game, and it'll be a tough challenge. And you know, Bristol Rovers are a big club, a very big club in our division, which is why they've got such a high expectancy. So we know that, but we know it's going to take all of the basics to be done well, and then the players who can entertain and go and score goals to do that.
In terms of the table and the sides you've played, in the next couple of weeks, you might know a bit more about where the season's...
Well, yeah. I think it's going to take 15 games before we start really seeing a balance in the division from who's got what and where their balance lies in the size of the clubs and the size of the budgets. But I don't think there's going to be any surprises after 15 games. The ones with the most money, with the best players, will be at the top. And it happens every year. So anyone thinks any different is a fool. At the end of the season, it comes out